Sound like a hole. What are you worried about? I'm crying about it. Where are you from again? Whereabouts? Jersey? No wonder. We're going to have trouble here in our food stock. Are we a place? Whereabouts in Jersey, huh? Way in New Jersey. Oh, way. Oh, you seriously. I'm in a good mood, though, I'll tell you that. I just signed a big contract with General Motors for 2 years. I bought a new car. I always get stuck when I buy a car. The salesman always says she's a beauty. Never says he's a beauty. I find out why. Because the car and girl very much alike. You need a car and a girl. How many times in a cold morning when you really need it, it won't turn over. But the hell. I can see the love there. And it's someone paid for it. Oh, he is a foodie, you know. Last night I had dinner in a Chinese restaurant. I opened my fortune cookie. Inside was a guy's check next to me. I said to my buddy, I got your check, here's your thanks. You know, I mean, it's wise guys. You take a little vacation, spoke to some guy who works in a travel agency so I could spend 6 nights in Puerto Rico. No days, just 6 nights in Puerto Rico. I said to myself, well, I do myself days and do whatever you want, just keep out of Puerto Rico. Well, you have to get away once in a while, take a little vacation. Some of your parents last year, have any books in the past? How about Pennsylvania? I guess Pennsylvania's more popular than Paris, but I like to get my woman so well, what the heck. I just did a one-nighter in Milwaukee, and she was lovely. I wish I came to the Midwest, and I lived in a nice, adjusted town. You know, really, it was nice. I had a wooden frame house with a screen door in the back of the kitchen. My brother and sister were Marianne and Biff. I had a fat maid named Annie. I walk in with a tennis racket, smack her in the ass. She goes, oh, that boy! 30 years, vice president, very adjusted man, dad, churchgoer, never smokes, drinks, or gambles. Then you read about these guys. What, did they pick up an axe and wipe out the whole family, you know? Well, the next day the cops come around. What happened here? What kind of man was he? He's a very quiet man. Where was I? Oh, I was in Paris. Yes, I was in Paris. Went to a place called the Crazy Horse Saloon. Little French girl saw me there. There's the owner right over there. I'm going to see her. A little French girl saw me. She looked at me. She said, you're cute. And then she told me you're medicamented best lovers. And then she said, well, you're medicamented comedians are the best lovers. And I walked away. I figured I was too good for her. Who the hell needs that? So still love the girl. She told me she was a world traveler. And then she told me what a trip cost. And I told her we live in two different worlds. I love the guy. In fact, that night took me to a wild party. I played a new version of Russian Roulette. You passed around 6 girls, and one of them had VD. I don't know. People say to me, what do you think about a girl that goes legs? Are you a leg man? Are you a breast man? Are you an ass man? I don't know what I mean. I think I must be an ass man, you know? Yeah, people always say to me, you're an ass man. I'll tell you what's embarrassing. You see a great ass, you follow it, it turns out to be a guy. There's a lot of things I can't figure out. I was in a place the other night, and this place was girls dance. They with no clothes on, naked. And they wouldn't let me in. I didn't have a tie and a jacket. Oh, yesterday was a beauty. I asked a cab driver, where can I get some action? He took me to my house. There's a lot of things going around my house. Well, the other night in front of my house, I saw a guy jogging naked. I said to him, how come? He said, oh, she came home early. Well, last week I really got stuck. I went to a discount massage parlor. I'll tell you, my sex life had nothing anyway. You kidding? My sex life. My biggest thrill was self-inflicted hickeys. Allstate, what I want to put in your hands, you'll never sell me insurance. The only reason I get any girls at all is because of who I am, a rapist. This morning when I put on my underwear, I could hear the Fruit of Loom guys giggling. I'm a bad lover. You're kidding, very bad lover. You know, I caught a peeping Tom booing me. Now, but some guys that do anything to get girls. I was trying to get girls. Well, I took my dog for a walk. I figured some girls say, oh, what a cute dog. But he's not talking to get the girl. I got my dog for a walk. He was using me to get over the dogs. dogs are smart, really are. I mean, a guy meets a girl, is not sure if he likes her, takes her out a few times, spends all kinds of money. A dog don't do this. Dog goes out with one smell. She's for me, knows right away, you know? Yeah, but women have a lot of control, I'll tell you that. I can tell when they go to ladies. You know, a woman never goes and she has to go. She always goes with someone else. I hear them talk. I don't care. I'll go now, later. Whatever you have to go. How do you do that? A lot of women act so classy, they never say I'm going to the bathroom. They have to powder my nose. That's where her nose is, a lot of trouble, I'll tell you that.
I used to move the bank last week, I had to go so bad I applied for a job.
You buy money from a Sherlock, it's different. As a kid, I bought $100 for a Sherlock. I paid it back $20 for 5 years. Now you know a lot of things are coming back to me. I'm at the age now to be shooting up with the enemy bag. Should you know, at my age, I don't want two girls at once. If I fall asleep, you got each other to talk to. You know when you get older, you get certain signs. I walk past a cemetery, two guys ran after me with shovels. Now, I don't care about sex anymore. To me, food is exciting. I tell you, me eating has replaced sex completely. In fact, I had a mirror put it over my kitchen table. On the other night, I was in Babylon's Arabian. My kid walked in, I grabbed my napkin, I covered my napkin. Oh, my wife had a mirror in bed for our bed. Yeah, she told me she likes to watch herself laugh. Elvis. I don't know. I'll tell you, I'm the kind of guy with me, I'll tell you, certain times I like sex, you know, like after a cigarette. No, my wife is different. After we have sex, she never wants us. No, one drag is enough. I got to lose some. I got to tell you that. I got to lose some. It's a rough one. Every damn day's a battle with the weight. I knew the weight. I was fat. You could be F, could be F, could be F. Sean, how to take the guy I get in it. See, there's jokes what I'm doing, man. Those cold jokes. You got that straight. Okay, work it out, all right? This guy look at me like I'm a dog act for crying out. I don't know. I'll tell you what, nothing comes easy, nothing. Well, last week I went to the track, I showed off the opening gun, they killed my horse. I'll tell you my trouble, I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombatz. That's my doctor. Oh, doctor. Oh, that doctor, forget him, weird. I saw him last week, I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up, what's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect. I went to my corner, I swallowed a bottle of opening pills. I'm going to have a few drinks and get some rest. Oh, he's a strange doctor, you know. No matter where it hurt, he wants to know he's a sick and big. Well, after he checked me for a hernia, I had to change my... Oh, no. He didn't help me lose weight either. He took me to run 5 miles in his life. If he had his arm back, I said, Doc, I'm 70 miles from my house. This table can't multiply either. He got a multiplier over here, right here, Al. Here. Another one. I told him my teeth were all getting yellow. He told me to wear a brown necktie. I'll tell you, that's not any look good, Billy. I found out that proctologist used to work for Phil Zuda. I wish everyone knew what a proctologist was. Be a hell of a life, no? You never heard of Roto-Rooter, right? I'll tell you, last week was a rough week. My psychiatrist told me I'm going crazy. I said to him, if you don't mind, I'd like a second opinion. He said, oh, aren't you ugly, too? He told me to lay on the couch, face to your flack, and ill to your flack. You can unequivocally ask to tell you, out the window, got arrested for mooning. I was an ugly kid, too. I worked in a pet store, and people kept asking how big I'd get one. What a child, a child. My mother, she told me she liked me as a friend. My mother had morning sickness after I was born. My old man, he didn't like my looks either. He carried around a picture of the kid who came with the wallet.
hockey shorts in my head and go as an ass. You're all right. You're a nice group out there. I'll tell you that. You're okay there, folks. You're all right. You're a classy crowd, too. I can see that, you know. Well, you gotta have a touch of class. You know what real clear is? When you're alone, you know, all lot, you see. Oh, me, him. That's cool. I'm glad you're jam too, Lisbeth. Producer here tonight, down at the Sausalito, Heel Saw. Ooh, that's a great name if you're gay, isn't it? Sawhorse. A lot of S's and T's in it, you know. I got a cousin. I tell him in a film, like, you know, he's the frifferty here, you know. My cousin went to London, he was so disappointed. He found out it'd be 9 o'clock. I knew my cousin was strange in high school. Other kids were dissecting frogs. He was opening flies. Self, you know, self.
We need your fondue set. Many people in the United States receive these fondue sets as gifts for anniversaries, birthdays, and housewarmings, and often put them up on a shelf and forget about them. There are thousands of Namibian housewives who could cheer up an otherwise dull dinner party with one of these sets. We already have enough of the little Sterno cans for underneath these sets from when the Germans were here, so only send the fondue past themselves and the little long forks.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Box 180, Namibia, West Africa. And we wish to thank Mr. and Mrs. Norman Prager for sending us the water pick and the deluxe toaster oven. Thank you.
juice music.
New whip at the top. Whoa.
I ain't got no $1 million deals, I still make hits. These niggas got $1 million deals and just take shit. I'm not with it. Go cloud, I got good vision. I'm seeing through these fake niggas like sand. You niggas too timid. I'm in a loose lipping. I'm in the Pacific. Cyanide to the head, cause I be sinning. Fuck you be talking about, I'm in the giving coffins out. I called him at the coffee house and made him walk it out. I'm not cool. I'm not nice. I'm not you. No, no friends, no feels. This kid's stupid. No. Fresh smile, gold tooth. Heat to your skull, catch me in a cold mood. Not cool. I'm not nice, I'm not you. There's no friends, no fields, it's kids too. Fresh smile, gold tooth. Heat to your skull, catch me in a cold mood. I can never show you niggas all this dirt I'm doing. Stick to your face like Hacksaw Jim Dugan. First nigga put you on the rope, had you looking like a ghost. Put you in my heart, but you not moving, nigga.
Awake.
Is that an invitation?
Just joking, Phil. You know me. Come on, ask me for a cup of coffee.
Did your dog go get a new job?
No, please don't
go. One cup of coffee.
It's just that my roommate has the flu and I
had shots.
Phil, you're kidding.
No, it's my horoscope. I'm a Gemini and I'm on the cusp.
I don't care if you're Rosicrucian. All I want is a cup of coffee.
I'm not supposed to start any new ventures.
All right. Sorry I rushed you. I did rush you, didn't I, kid? Let's just say goodnight. Forget about it.
No hard feelings.
No hard feelings.
Oh. What's the matter? Are you all right?
It's okay. It's just an old war injury.
Were you in the army?
I was a nurse in Korea.
Korea? Wow.
Malaria comes and goes.
Is it catching?
No, it's not catching.
I'll call a doctor.
No, I just need someone to hold me.
Doctor!
No.
Doctor!
Phil, shut up.
Malaria! Malaria!
You'll wake everyone in the neighborhood, you little Dickens, you. Come on, Phil. Don't be a tease. I hate a tease. But come on,
hey,
Phil. Come on, don't throw me away.
Control yourself.
Don't kiss. Come on.
Animal!
What did I do?
What did you do?
Oh, Phil.
You used me.
I did. I used you.
Did you me?
Oh, Phil, everything I touch, I spoil.
Get away from me!
Please, Phil.
I feel so cheap!
Irving R. Filmer.
Good morning, Pauline. How are you? I want to say, first of all, that it's always a pleasure to meet you in person. I know you're always interviewing UN people, and this is my first time as a medical doctor, practitioner, and it's always nice to talk to all the women out there because I know they're all involved in weight. Weight is an important factor in our lives today.
Dr. Filmon, ladies, as you may well know, is the author of the prize-winning bestseller, How to... to lose weight quickly and lightly.
It's called the feet off diet. You take off feet for my diet, Pauline. And a lot of women today, you know, are living...
Excuse me, doctor?
You've heard of the inches off diet. This is the feet off diet. People can take feet off their bodies. They are starting today to understand the realization of themselves to achieve certain proportions that they never were able to achieve before. And it can be done quite simply by following the diet. You can lose it within 4 hours. You can start to lose the weight that you thought you had to keep on for the rest of your life.
Dr. Philman.
Any questions that you might want to know about the diet itself, you know?
From what I have gleaned from your book, it seems that you promise the reader that they will lose up to 15% of their total body weight during the first week if they follow your diet
religiously. More than that, if they continue to use it. Because a lot of people, you know, they cheat.
They cheat?
They cheat. They do not use a diet, or they give themselves reasons. They procrastinate.
I see.
And they do not follow the diet thoroughly.
Well, this is not a book to be read by cheaters, obviously.
The cheaters gotta watch out. The cheaters are all cheating, and they're only fooling themselves and the people close to them.
Dr. Philman, how does the feet-off diet work?
The feet-off diet works, Pauline, by a very simple process known as willpower. Now, basically speaking, you've heard of the protein diet, you've heard of the water diet, you've heard of the Weight Watchers, and all these people. I'm not talking any of these particular diets.
I say that a breath, a day diet, which is
I'll be able to say hello to them.
Well, naturally, I'll introduce you to the
boys and a regular bunch of boys we have. But you know, strange as it may seem, they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
Funny names?
Yes, nicknames, pet names, you know, like Dizzy Dean.
Is Butter Daffy?
Daffy Dean.
I'm their cousin.
Now, what's your first name?
Goofy.
That's what I thought. Now, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
And then I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
Wait a minute. Are you the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
Well, I should.
Who's on first?
That's right.
I mean, the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The fellow on first base.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me for?
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. Who is on first?
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Have you got a contract with the first baseman?
Why, certainly.
Who signed the contract?
Why, naturally. You wouldn't expect anybody else to sign it.
But who?
Yes.
Look, when you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar.
He does.
Oh, absolutely.
All I'm trying to find out is what is the guy's name on first base?
Oh, now, wait a minute. Let's straighten that out. What is on second base?
Who's on second?
Who is on first?
One base at a time.
I know, but don't change the players around.
I'm not changing anybody. I only want to know what's the guy's name on first base.
But I'm telling you what is on second.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
That's what I want to find out.
I know, but who is who and what is what? Don't change it.
Look, that don't mean nothing to me. All I want to know is what's the guy's name on first base.
But what is on second base?
Who's on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him.
How did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention the third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who is playing first?
Never mind first. I want to know what's the guy's name on third base.
But what's on second?
Who's on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again.
Well, I can't change your name.
Let you and I stay on third base.
Now, what do you want to know?
Now, who is playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
Who am I putting on third base?
Yes, but we don't want him there.
You don't want who there?
No.
So what's the guy's name belongs there?
No, what belongs on second?
Who's on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base. You got outfield?
Naturally.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd say.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Oh, no. Who is playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
Look, the left fielder's name.
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
You've got a pitcher on the team.
Wouldn't this be a fine team without a pitch?
The pitcher's name?
Tamara.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Tamara.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you're going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen. Who is not pitching? Who is...
I'll break your rhyme, you say, who's on first?
Go ahead, have it.
I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know.
Third base.
You got a catcher?
Absolutely.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
That's all. We've got a couple of days on a team.
Well, I can't help that.
You know, I'm a catcher, too.
I know that.
Now, I'll get behind the plate. I'll do some fancy catching, and tomorrow's pitching on my team.
Mm-hmm.
The heavy hitter gets up. Tamara throws the ball, and the guy up bunched the ball. Now, when he bunched the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Is to throw it to first base.
So?
Who's got it?
Naturally.
Oh, naturally he's got it.
No. Who's got it?
Naturally.
That's right.
Well, that's what I said.
That's right.
Now, I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's right.
That's what I said.
That's what I said.
That's what I heard it then.
That's right.
Now, I pick up the ball and I throw it to who?
That's right.
Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs for second. Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it? I don't know. I don't know. Throws it back to tomorrow. A triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to be caught. Why? I don't know. He's on third, and I don't give a darn.
What was that?
I said, I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
Oh, I'm a Bay Area boy.
Thank you. far out, man. You had some downs and you weren't even going to share them with us.
Hey, man, I was going to share them with everybody before we went to the concert, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then how come you had them hidden in your sleeping bag, man?
Hey, man, what are you doing in my sleeping bag, man?
I was looking for my Black Sabbath record, man, which I found.
Hey, man, that's my Black Sabbath record, man.
It is not, man.
It is so,
man. It is not,
man. It is so, man.
It is so. It is not,
man. Yes, it is, man.
That's my record. My old lady ripped it off, man.
Hey, man, if you remember, man, she was my old lady when she ripped it off, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, man.
Well, it's my record now, man.
Hey, well, just stay out of my room, man.
What do you mean your room, man? This is a front room and anybody can come in here.
Hey, man, the part between the tie-dye curtain and the two bricks is my room, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, man, why don't you keep your dog in your room?
Hey, man, Toad can go anywhere in the house if he wants to, man.
I know, man. That's the trouble with that dog. He goes everywhere in the house, man.
Hey, well, just stay out of my room, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to, man.
Yeah, you do too, man. Hey, what happened to the rest of the baloney, man?
I ate it.
Hey, man, that was my baloney, man. Your eyes ripped me off for stuff, man.
I paid for over half of that baloney, man.
You did not, man.
And I only had 6 pieces, man.
Yeah, and you only put in 17 cents for that baloney, too, man.
I put in them pop bottles, man.
Which pop bottles?
Them pop bottles, remember? The pop bottles we had by the door?
Hey, man, those were my pop bottles, man. There was 2 orange crushes and a grape and a big 7-Up, man. They were my pop bottles,
man.
That
big 7-Up bottle was mine, man.
It was mine, man.
It was mine, man.
It was mine, man.
I found it, man. I found it on the garbage, man. Remember?
No, I don't remember, man, because I found it in the empty lot, man.
You never did. That was the bottle we used to revive strawberry with.
No, it was, man. We didn't use a 7-Up bottle.
We did so.
We did not, man.
We did so.
We did not, man.
We did not ask strawberry, man. Well, you ask him, man.
I don't have to ask him anything, man. I know I found that 7-Up bottle in the empty lot, man, because I had it in the dirt clods outfit, man.
Well, that was my bottle, man.
Forget you, man. You ate more than 6 pieces of the bologna, too, man.
I never did, man.
Yes, you did, man.
I never did.
Yes, you did, man.
I never did, man.
Yes, you did, man.
I never did, man. I never did, man.
Hey, did you flush the toilet yesterday, man?
Yeah.
All right, then you gotta clean it up, man.
Why, man?
And you know we're not supposed to flush the toilet, man. That's him.
Hello?
Hey, man, listen very carefully, man. Don't answer the phone, man. You got that? Don't answer the phone, even if it's me calling, man. Don't answer because I think the phone is bugged, man. Okay? Okay? Hello?
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 Hey, man, what the hell are you doing? Did you hear what I said? Yeah,
is that you, man?
It's Freddy,
hey,
man.
Hey, man, where are you, man?
Well, I'm calling from outside, man, but listen.
Hey, you got the dope?
Hey, man, don't say nothing about
that.
Well,
man, you better hurry up and get over here, man. Everybody thinks you ripped them off.
Hey, man, will you cool it, man?
Wow.
Hey, listen to
me. Hey,
what
where are you, man?
I'm outside, man. Listen
what, did
to
you
me.
Forget the address again?
Hey, man. No, I didn't.
Now, listen, write it down,
don't
man.
Don't say nothing about the address of that.
Okay.
Come listen on the phone, man.
1482 Adams. You got it? Okay. Hey, right behind John's van is parked in front. You can't miss it, man. Okay? Hey, did you get the pills too, man? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, man, I gotta hang up. There's someone pounding at the door.
And now a word from our sponsor. course.
Ever since I took these Evelyn Redhead bedridden course, my ridden has improved 100%, and also compression has increased wonderfully. I recommend the Evelyn Woodhead's bedridden course to all my friends out there, and you tell them that you heard it here first on Roller Derby.
Bonsoir, and hello there, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the Jacques Culotte Show.
I am Jacques Culotte.
And today on our show, we have a world traveler, adventurer, explorer, a real travel bug.
Lamont Fillon, or as he is known in English, Buster the Body Crab.
Hello there, Buster. You are Canadian.
You are Canadian?
Well, by golly, I guess I am Canadian. I was born in Prince Rupert.
Oh, from royalty.
From royalty?
Mrs. McCabe had 23 sons, and she named them all Dave. Well, she did, and that wasn't a smart thing to do. You see, when she wants one and calls out,
"Yoo-hoo! Come into the house, Dave!"
she doesn't get one. All 23 Daves of hers come on the run. This makes things quite difficult at the McCabes, as you can imagine, with so many Daves. And often she wishes that when they were born, she had named one of them Bodkin Van Horn, and one of them Hoosfoos, and one of them...
The WMFO Donations Drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and click the Donate tab, fill out the Donations Google Drive form, and then follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. Directions can be found on the Giving page and included next to the link within the Google form. Please help continue freeforming. Shows like this would not be possible without your generous donations. Thank you very much. Stay freeform.
But she didn't do it. And now it's too late.
She rocking it so mean. Don't get around, because the music when the sun a play, you hear the people them jump and say, "Haul and pull and make you fling it down." We are going to rock this your one straight down to the ground. Haul and pull and make you fling it down. How while you rock your waist and let you watch you bubble gum, bubble gum, bubble gum, hey, bubble gum, bubble gum, yeah.
Listening to The Voicemobile on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.